Hi, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. This is the Roundup
Yes,
Health Line.
I have a potential claimant. I'm transferring over. His first name is Donovan, Donavan. Last name Davis.
Donovan Davis, thank you.
Okay. All right, sir. He's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Mr. Davis. How are you? My name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line, and I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria for the Roundup lawsuit, sir. Okay, let's take a look. And you are Donovan Davies, is that correct? Or is it
Donovan
Dave?
Davis. Davis. Donovan
Davis.
Davis. Yes.
I apologize in advance, sir. I'm a little older and my hearing's not the greatest, so I
Oh
apologize.
man, you good, man. You good.
No, I'm kidding. 323-738-6903. If we should become disconnected, I will immediately call you back. My name is Randy Reese and I'm in Irvine. It'll be a 949 number. Okay, sir?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Now you would like to see if you meet the criteria. Now, just a couple housekeeping questions. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim, sir?
No.
Okay. And I do have to ask it just one more way, and I promise I won't ask it again. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not got legal representation advice from any law firm, but most importantly, you've not signed any documents with another law firm for this matter?
No.
So that's a yes. You're willing to affirm you've not done any of that, correct?
Oh,
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Now, Donovan, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you by any chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, it was B.
Okay. Oh, now this isn't part of the intake, but I really am sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm all right. I get tired from time to time, out
Yeah.
of breath from time to time.
Oh, sorry. Did you, is that the only non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis that you got, is the one we just spoke about, or did you have another one?
It was not Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, stage one.
Yeah, you have the B the lymphoma, the B lymphoma. Did you have another type of
No.
diagnosed? That's what I was asking. I'm sorry. I get thrown off a little bit because I this is just, it's all avoidable. Now, you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, right, sir? Okay, thank you. And, sir, what year were you diagnosed?
In 2021.
2021. Okay. And I know there's a lot of questions, but I'll get through this as quickly as I can. Do you know the date or the approximate, as close as you can, to the date that you were diagnosed?
I want to say in June. Yes, sometime in June, like the third week of June.
Okay. So would it be fair to fair to put June 21st? That's the third week.
Yes,
Okay.
correct.
And the year, sir?
2021.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm it with you. Thank you. Now, did you spray Roundup at home, work, or both?
It was basically at home, residential.
Okay, thank you for that. And if at home, did anyone else in your household or anybody else use the Roundup around your house that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. And not at work. So, and this is probably going to ask it twice, Mr. Davis, because I don't know if you still live at the same address, but the address where you used Roundup, could you give that to me, please?
Want to say in Englewood
Okay.
and then 1355 West 16th Street. 1355 West 16th Street.
What street? I'm sorry, I keep breaking up every time you say the street name. I got 1355 West
60th Street, yes.
60th Street.
Yes, Los Angeles, California.
Oh, I know where that is. It's over there by the forum.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I told you I was old. I remember when the Lakers played there, okay?
Man, me and you both.
There we go. And that's, is it technically Los Angeles or do they call it Inglewood?
It's where I stay is Los Angeles, but
Okay.
the
That's
form is in
okay.
Inglewood.
Oh, I know that. That's why I still remember when it first opened, okay? The fabulous forum. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't forget, if you know anybody else that used Roundup and they want to get involved in this claim, you're going to give them my name and the phone number, hopefully. Okay.
Okay.
Now, your age when you were diagnosed, how old were you?
55.
Perfect. And how many years would you say you used Roundup?
Like 18 to 20 years.
Okay, then I'm going to put 19. Now, some of these are going to be obvious answers, but I still have to ask them anyways, okay? For example, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? And I don't mean in a row. I just mean 10 days or more over those 19 years.
I want to say about three to four times a month.
Okay. We're going to go back to that. This phone we're on, it's a smartphone? A cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. And you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to go through here. These are just general questions concerning other illnesses. Usually they're all no's, so I'll go kind of fast. HIV AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Any other chemotherapy other than anything you might have received for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, so the main injury that we are talking about is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or what's also called NHL. And
yes.
Now, could you please spell your first name for me?
DonAvanTavis.
Thank you. I have DonAvan Davis, Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Davis, is there a suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
Keith. Okay.
Oh, your middle name is Keith?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a junior or a senior by chance?
No. No.
Me neither. Okay. And please confirm your gender for me, Mr. Davis.
I'm a male.
And are you married, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And were you married when, I guess you were. And can you give me the last four of your social, please?
9344.
Thank you. And your date of birth, sir?
10/24/65.
You just had a birthday.
Yes.
10/24/1965. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this question, Mr. Davis. When did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer? It could have been when you saw her ad a month ago. There really is no right or wrong answer.
Yes. When I got diagnosed, basically, you know.
Okay.
I mean, talking about it, I seen an ad on Facebook, you know.
So okay.
More
people are getting there. I just heard this on the way in, driving in. I live in Corona, so I drive into Irvine, so I got some time. And more, about 50% of the population is getting their news from other than the news. In other words, like Facebook and stuff like that. Now, again, next question. It's similar to the last question. When do you think you became aware that your injury might have been related to Roundup? The same time is okay. Just, you know, when do you think you might have put the two and two together?
I guess around the same time, yeah.
Okay. So what I have here is it's just approximate. There's no right or wrong answer. But I put that you saw an ad on Facebook approximately a year ago. Would that be pretty accurate as far as the same time frame in which, hey, maybe that's what's happened to me?
Yeah, I'd say about a year ago.
That's usually what makes sense, honestly. 2023. Okay. Now, how tall are you?
6'2".
And how much do you weigh, sir?
Like about 160. 160, 170, something like that.
Depends on what time of the day. That's what I always say. Okay.
After a meal, huh?
Exactly. What's your best email there, sir?
It's KLAYDONVAN@gmail.com.
Now, like I said, I'm a little hard of hearing, so I'm going to spell this for you. It's K as in kite, LAYTON, and then I have VAN at Gmail?
No. It's KLAYDONVAN@gmail.com. It's like Don Van.
I got
Clay
you.
Don Van. Yeah.
I got you.
Clay Don Van.
Clay Don Van.
Yeah.
Saying it like that really helped me. I appreciate that.
KLAYDONVAN@gmail.com.
I got you, sir. And then 323-738-6903?
Yes.
Is this a cell phone, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, email, or text?
I say text because perfect. I can, you know, I don't be on my Gmail like that. But I do check it, though.
That's fine. And what's your wife's first name?
Kimberly Davis.
Kimberly. And do you have a separate phone number for her?
I don't have a phone number right now. Do you really need it?
I could put your number there. You guys share a phone number.
Yes, we do.
And you share email, too. My wife and I do, honestly.
Oh, I don't share no email with her, but I don't even know anymore.
Do you know her email?
No, I'm not really on social media, nothing like that.
I'm not either. I'm really not. I'm with you. We're very similar in age too, you and I. I'm just a tad bit older. Now, you just told me you used Roundup about 3 to 4 times per month. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. You were ahead of me, so I'm going to put that in there. Perfect. Thank you. Per month. Doesn't give me enough characters. All right. And you did use it for a full year before you were diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Yes.
And approximately, just to your best guess, when do you think you, I know you said it was 19 years ago, so it's 2024. When do you think you might have started using Roundup? Even if it was longer ago than that, it doesn't really matter. Just your best guess.
I want to say 2001.
Okay. And I usually, because most people aren't that specific, I usually put May because that's the beginning of spring. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I say February.
Okay, I'll do that. You're right, because you're in California like me. Now, when do you think you stopped using Roundup?
I want to say in May 2021.
Okay. And did you stop using it because of getting cancer? Or why did you stop using it?
Because I was having complications.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That's a perfect answer, sir. And did you apply it all year or seasonally, or do you remember?
Like I say, like 4 or 5 times a month. So I guess so, you know.
All year then. Because again, you're in California.
Yes.
Okay. And did you use a hand sprayer? Did you buy those packs that are already mixed and just the spray attachments already on it, or how did you apply it?
No, it was the gallon. Premix.
Okay, thank you. That's exactly what I used to use too. Did you ever wear any protective gear? And most people didn't because they didn't think they needed to.
No, not really.
Right.
Not at all.
And then the areas that you applied, that would be like the fence line, the driveway.
Yes, where the weeds grow.
I know that one too. Okay, driveway, fence line, driveways, sidewalks, curbs. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Okay. And This is just in California, correct?
Yes.
And your exposure was residential?
Yes.
And your first exposure to Roundup would have been directly through yard work, correct?
Correct, residential, yes.
Through yard work, okay. Thank you. And you were exposed directly. And yes, you did personally spray Roundup, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And the question is how often were you present during the application of Roundup? That would be always?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's a tough one. There's really no right or wrong answer, but if you go by the 30 to 36 exposures a year that you have gotten, and if you multiply that, say, by 20, you've got yourself, you know, about 720 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. Now, realistically, how many exposures to Roundup in your lifetime have you had? 600? 700?
Like I say, what was like four, say four times, like four times a month, four to five times a month times, I guess, so like four times.
Right. Like I come up with between 700 and 1,000.
Okay. Like, yeah, I say like at least four to five times a month. Okay.
Then you'd be 1,000 if you multiplied that by 20 years.
I say about 600.
Okay. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but for 20 years, that's a whole long time to be using anything.
Say about 400 to 500.
I put the 600. I'll take it down to 400. How's that?
Okay.
Do you live near a well, a water well, by chance?
No.
Okay, and so. The next question is, do you get your water from a well? That would be no?
No.
To your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
How about benzene? That's just the one I'm going to ask about. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
It's weed killer, all right. And how about Agent Orange? I don't think you're old enough. Okay. And then what you were saying is you bought the premix. Where did you usually buy it at? Did you usually go to like Home Depot, Lowe's, something like that?
It was a Home Depot.
Yeah.
Western Sloss in South Central.
Oh, you even know where you go. I've actually been to that one. I had to go there once because they had a particular part that I needed and no other Home Depot had it in stock.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I like the barbecue grills.
Oh, yeah. Home Depot's.
They didn't got so expensive, though. I went up in there, and it was like talking about like $1,800 for a grill.
Yeah, everything's just out of this world right now. It is crazy.
I can't believe it. It's just everything.
Well, we'll catch up eventually. You've been around long enough. You've seen this happen before, too. Do you have any information on purchase information? Like, would you be able to get a Home Depot credit card statement or anything like that at all? If not, you can say no.
Yes, I should be able to, yes.
Okay, credit card statement. Good. Perfect. That'll actually help you a lot. Okay, so that would be, you don't actually have receipts, but you can pull your credit card statements is what we're talking about here, right?
I should be able to. I should be able to get your receipts, whatever you need. Yeah.
Okay. Let them know that it's sitting in the queue. Okay. And just a couple more general questions. Have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke, no.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time because of the job?
No.
Okay. And your current employer?
Self-employed.
That's fine. And do you work from home?
Yes.
Okay. And so we'll just go back to that other address. A lot of people working from home these days. I honestly think that's a good thing.
Try trucks. Yes.
Well, you know. Yes. Let's see. Oh, I haven't even gotten to that point yet. What is the address of your house?
1355 West 60th Street.
It is. Yeah, it's the same one you told me.
Yes.
I didn't know if you had moved or not. You've been there for a while then.
Yes.
Good for you. Okay, we're getting there. We're getting there. It takes a little bit of time, but they have started settling these cases, and it's a good thing you're going to get in on it. So good for you. And you are the owner. And you say that you didn't actually lose any time because of a treatment or surgery related to your conditions?
No, not really.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
And have you ever filed a disability or workman's comp claim?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, minor infractions, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you know your diagnosing physician?
Yes.
Okay. And what's it? Yeah, I'm going to Google it as well, so.
His name was Michael. You said my diagnosed physician?
Yeah.
Excuse me, hold on. I'm at work. Hold on.
That's all right.
I want to say, Dr. Frank Maury. Excuse me, hold on. Dr. Frank Maury, please. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. All right, thank you. Okay, hold on one second.
Take your time, sir.
Okay. Now, what was you saying again?
Your diagnosing doctor, I think you said it was Dr. Frank Maury?
Yes.
Is that Morey?
Yes.
There he is, in Torrance, right?
Yes, I think so, yes.
On Lomita Boulevard.
Oh, that's right. I was in Centinella Hospital.
Right, that's not his only place, okay. But I'll get to that in a sec, because I think it's the same guy.
Yes.
Excuse me, he's an oncologist. And
yeah.
That doesn't, he probably practices, you know what I'm saying. I'll figure it out here, though. You were at Centinella Hospital?
Yes, in Inglewood.
Okay. You know where that is, too. Centinella, because it'll probably come right up.
By the four.
Centinella. Yeah, that's where he practices. Okay, so we got his information. All right. And is he the same doctor that you see for treatment?
Yes.
Okay. His address listed is in El Segundo, but he is the doctor that you see there at Centinella. I don't know if you were aware of that or not. Okay. And if they have any questions, obviously they'll be able to get a hold of them to see. He has other locations as well. I wonder if I should look and see what those are. Yep. Okay. And how would you say the lymphoma has impacted your life, sir?
Oh, it was terrible. You know, like you said, I'm still short of breath from time to time. Just going through it was bad. You know?
Shortness of breath. Anxiety?
Sometimes.
I get a lot of people tell me that is why I threw that in there. I know life's stressful anyways. Do you happen to have any medical records in your possession?
Well, I can get them if you really need them.
Okay. Yeah, you probably want to work on that. And then you said you were at, well, the attorneys are going to call you, so they'll tell you what they want. Because they may just pull them. You know, you were at Centinella Hospital.
Yes.
You got to just get the address for that. Inglewood, there it is. Okay. I used to go watch the Kings play once in a while out there, too, when somebody had tickets.
I hate they don't have the old jerseys when we was coming up. You know, the old jerseys.
I do.
The black and silver ones. Oh, yes. My God. Some throwbacks.
They are. How long, when do you, just estimate, what, when you were in the hospital with Dr. Morey, an approximate date that you were treated, would that be, you know, the same as your diagnosis date, or did you go back for chemo, or just give me a date on that where you got some treatment?
Well, I want to say my treatment was around, around June, 221, around June, fourth week of June.
Of 21?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just double checking my work here. These things get quite long, and if you miss something.
Right.
Okay, you're actually doing real well. Thank you. Okay, and I just got to pull up. Sentinella, is that where you got treatment? Was also at the hospital medical center?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I noticed that Dr. Frank is also listed as an oncologist. Let me take out the Sentinella part and get his, there he is. Yeah, it's the same guy. And you did see him at Centennial. So let's put that address. Did you ever see Dr. Frank outside of the hospital at his private practice?
Oh, basically at the hospital.
That's what I thought, yeah. That's the only thing I have here as well. Okay. You're doing good. And then what type of treatment did you get? Did you get chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, no treatment, stem cell? What'd you get?
Yes, I had chemotherapy, radiation, therapy, and pain medication.
Okay, thank you. And then again, I have your address as 1355 West 60th Street.
Yes.
60th Street. And that's in Los Angeles. 90044.
Correct.
Okay, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. Do you want to put your wife?
Maybe just keep mine for right now. And then I can you send me your information? Then I can get you a number.
Yeah. Well, do you have a second phone number that you could put?
Hold on. One second. 323.
Mm-hmm.
239-1438.
And is that a business line or?
That's a cell phone. That's
okay.
My wife.
Okay. Thank you. They never really call unless they can't get a hold of you. All right. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
No. No, I haven't. Oh, do I need to?
Yeah, you're going to have to file this claim, but we are pretty much all set now.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I'll tell you how to do it. It's super easy.
Okay.
Let me just double check here. It's got a red mark somewhere. I got to figure out where that is.
Okay.
Just scrolling down, looking at everything. Yes, you did. 90044. Okay, yeah, you know what, I forgot. I did ask you this, but I forgot what the answer was. I think you said the last time you got treated was June 1st of 2021 by Dr. Frank.
What did I say? Say it again.
When's the last time that you got treated by Dr. Frank? What you told, I asked you before, and you told me 6/1/2021?
Yes, 2021.
Okay, thank you.
In a fourth week, third week, fourth week.
Okay. When you were first diagnosed, did they put you into the hospital for your chemo?
Yes, I went to chemo like 4 months, like 21 days.
And when do you think, when you went into the hospital, when do you think that date was?
It was like probably like sometime in June, I guess.
Okay. No. All right, we'll just leave them like that, 6-1, and if they need to, they can get clarification on the records. I did have that you got chemotherapy and radiation. I do have you live at 1355 West 60th Street, Los Angeles, LA County, 90044. Okay. I think it's good now. Hold on. Okay, you're honestly a couple seconds. Actually, I would say 2 minutes away from being done here.
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to be sending you a document for you to sign. Okay. It's going to come through both via your text and your email.
Okay.
So I'm sending it right now. Hang on. I'm just going to look at it, make sure it's right. And Keith is K-E-I-T-H, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can we do my text or?
I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
Okay, now, you should have got a text message from me right now.
Kind of carrying me in, yeah. No.
Who's your carrier on your cell phone?
Metro.
Okay. Can you get to your email?
Okay, let me check my email.
Yeah, because Metro's not going to let you get the text message to get off the phone.
Okay.
And it's going to be from Randall Reese.
Okay, let me see. Let me see. What is it again?
You know what? I'm going to try sending it again. Hold on.
I got so many.
It's going to be from DocuSign. It's going to be Randall Reese is my name. And you might want to check
it. Okay, I see that.
Got it?
I see that. It just showed up and left.
It shouldn't have left.
Legal Zoom? Is it?
No, not Legal Zoom. It's Mass Tort, but it's going to say Randall Reese.
I might have got through the text. I got it through the text. The text came through.
Okay, go ahead and click on that text.
Okay.
It's going to say agree to receive electronic documents and stuff from me.
Let me see.
Just click the box, and everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. So if you touch the yellow, what will happen is it's either going to ask. Yeah, you got it.
Do you want me to hit DocuSign, or do you want me to tap to load it?
No, do you see where it's yellow?
No.
What do you see on your screen right now?
I see I hit DocuSign.
Do you say get started?
I say, do you agree to receive?
That's it, yes. Yes, you do receive, yes.
Okay.
Now you should take you to a screen that says get started.
Allow. You say allow.
Allow.
Okay, allow. Right. Continue. I see yellow. Continue.
There you go. There you go. You got it.
Your name. Please sign. You want me to sign right there?
Yep.
Please.
Right where it tells you to.
Okay. How do I sign? Or with my finger?
Yeah, just with your finger. It'll work. Okay. It'll work. If that doesn't work, hit where it says select style, and then I think it'll let you type it.
Let me see, please. Okay. I agree. Continue.
Continue. There you go.
Okay, well. Okay. So,
it's pretty easy from here out. And then once you're done,
so just sign all the documents or just one? Okay, let me see.
There's more than one page. More than one page. Keep going.
Okay, let me see. Let me do my signature.
No worries.
Okay.
Trust me, the first time you do this, it's not even that hard. But after this, the next time somebody asks you to sign a document.
I'm just saying next. Okay, next.
Yep, you're going to be a pro at it.
Okay. Okay, next. Next. Finish.
And hit finish.
Is that it? Is everything? I don't see none. Is it on there?
Give it a second. Did you hit finish?
Yeah, I said next, but I still see it.
So hit next. Because it's not done. It's not done yet.
I thought he was putting a signature. A signature required. So I guess it didn't take my signature, Ross.
Touch it again.
Hit next, we'll see.
Yeah. Did you draw your signature with your finger?
I think I did, yeah.
Okay, you may have to do it. You may have to do it again. That's no big deal.
I like this picture here. Let me see. Let me try it again. Because it ain't. Let me see. I'm pushing next.
You're doing something because it's sending me messages.
Right. It ain't. But I don't see no. I don't see no signature on nothing. It's saying finishing.
Hit finish.
I hit finish.
And what's
it
say?
It's still going. It's going back to. Like the first signature, I guess. I don't know.
What do you see on the screen now when it goes back to that first signature?
Okay. All right. I'll say, draw your initials. Let me see.
Yeah, there is a couple of initials. That's what it's looking for.
Okay.
And I'll look at the document and make sure it's correct.
There you go. Now. Okay, that's what it was, initials.
Okay. So keep going.
It stopped again.
Now what's it telling you?
It's just stopped again. Okay, finish.
Yeah, hit finish.
It was like it was doing my initials or something. I don't know. Okay. Next. I mean, next.
Yep.
It ain't putting my initials on it for some reason.
Just keep hitting next and continue until it tells you you can't.
Okay, next.
A lot of times those come out at the end.
Now I'm hitting finish and it goes right back to.
Let me see if I can find something here that'll help me. I got to get some. Tell me what you see. Tell me what you see on your screen.
I see. Say round up. I'm trying to got my initials right there.
Do you see anything in yellow? Anything that's asking you to touch anything?
Okay, I see it in yellow. I see yellow.
Okay, what's it say in that inside that yellow?
Okay, I hit that. Okay, want me to hit everything that's in yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, okay. Everything in yellow.
Okay, we got you. We're going to figure it out.
We are.
Everything is going through now, sir. Continue. You're done signing. Continue.
Ah, now I'm going to get a message here in a second. It'll tell me you're done, hopefully.
Yes. Are you going to text me your name? And?
Oh, I've already started doing that.
Okay.
I have your note up here. I just didn't want to send it until I actually got the document back because I didn't want to send another text. You know what I'm saying? So my name is Randy Reese. I'm going to send that right now. And I did get your document. And it is Reese like the peanut butter cups, Mr. Davis.
Okay. So, yes.
And I'm going to send you my name and number right now. And it, like I mentioned to you, it is a 949 number, 949-688-6436. You don't need to write it down. And okay. that's your Roundup claim. Okay. And again, I'm here in Newport. I'm right across the street. I'm in Irvine.
Oh, you know what, though? This is so crazy.
What's that?
I was talking to this homeless guy, and guess where he was on his way to? Newport. I'm sitting in here, and not Glendale, but I'm in Santa Ana, basically.
Oh, okay.
And he's on those. And I asked him about the fishing. How's the fishing out there?
It's okay right now.
Mm-hmm. That's what he was saying.
It's okay. I'd rather, if I had a boat.
It's better than Santa Monica, I bet you that.
it's better than Santa Monica, but
yeah,
it's definitely better. Mr. Davis, I do have your document here. I'm going to pull it up real quick and just take a look at it. I did send you a text message, two of them, actually. The first one is my name, Randy Reese, 949-686-4436, and it's all good. It looks good.
Okay.
And then the second one, that's the law firm that's going to be reaching out to you. It's actually Pulaski, but it's A4D Law Firm. That's just their abbreviation. And what will happen is they'll reach out to you. Usually it takes about a week or so, maybe a little bit less. If you haven't heard from them and a week has gone past, go ahead and send me a text message or call me either way, and I'll get them on the line for you if need be. But you've now signed a legal document, and we'll get your claim filed for you. And then these things do take some time, so be patient. But if you're curious as to what these cases have been settling out for, you are more than welcome to look onto Google. And they have started settling these cases, and they'll tell you what the average settlements are. You got a pretty solid case, but again, I'm not the attorney. So just hang in there and wait for these guys to reach out to you, and you're all set. And if you don't have any questions for me, then I'll just tell you to have a blessed day, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. You got any questions?
Yes. Diane, I'm going to just lock your number in, and like you say, if somebody calling me and I feel uncomfortable, I'm going to call you and let you know.
You do that, for sure. For sure. I'm totally here to help and get you through this process. I'm not on commission or anything like that. I'm just very passionate about these things. Like I said, I'm old. Roundup, they still sell it. Okay, kind of crazy, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, yes.
But you're good for now, so hang in there. And if I made a mistake or anything on this document, my compliance team gets a hold of it, I'll be calling you back personally. Otherwise, wait for the attorneys to reach out to you. And then, like I say, if a week goes by or so and you haven't heard from them, call me. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, if you're not comfortable, call me.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.